Emeritus Now. I'm Dane Ross. Today I'm joined by Kelly Halverson, the head of our product development area. He's going to tell us all about the new Emeritus Access Whole Life. Hey, Kelly, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So we have been really busy these last few years updating our life product portfolio with products that will use the new 2017 mortality tables. Access Whole Life is part of that work, replacing the Keystone Foundation Whole Life, which a lot of our listeners will be familiar with. Now, recognizing that Keystone Foundation has been a top seller for us recently, how does Access Whole Life fill that gap?
Yeah, that's a great question. We've been really struggling with how to get this as competitive as possible, because when you look at Keystone Foundation, it's been an industry leader for early cash value accumulation. And we turned to our life task force to get their input on what would make the new Access Whole Life even more competitive. We knew that Access had to be competitive for cash values, but a lot more came down to our final design. So some of the things that we really looked closer at were not just the current cash values over the long term, but also the guaranteed cash values. And when we look at Foundation, we know we have strong guaranteed cash. With Access Whole Life, we delivered that at year 5, year 10, 20, 30, pretty much throughout the entire contract. And then when you go to the current side, our current cash values are some of the best in the industry at year 5 and 10, and continue to perform quite well beyond that into years 20, 30, and 40.
It does sound competitive. So are the cash values the main difference with Keystone Foundation?
It's definitely a big difference. The premiums will look familiar. We have the exact same premium structure as Keystone Foundation has. But the field also wanted us to make sure that we addressed giving the new product more flexibility, both by providing a more flexible funding range and by relaxing some of the FPUR limits. So I'll start by talking about the more flexible funding range. The way that works on our current Flex Paid Up Rider is you can pay anywhere between 70% and 120% of your scheduled premium in any 1 year, and we won't put the client through underwriting for that. We widened that range to allow them to fund anywhere between 50% and 200%. So basically you can pay twice the scheduled paid up rider premium in any year you want without having to get re-underwritten. So that's a big enhancement to the flexibility. The relaxing of the FPUR limits doesn't sound like a big deal, but that's huge and creates a lot more options in case design, a lot more options in terms of overfunding. And I'll just use a quick example. If a client wants to put $10,000 as their ongoing premium and they want to put as much as possible into the paid up rider in the first year, they're okay with making it a MEC, the most we would allow in our current products is 10 times that amount. So $100,000 is the maximum we'll allow for the 1035 or for a single premium dump in against that $10,000 base premium. With the new product on Access Whole Life, you can put $250,000 in year one and then continue to fund it at a $10,000 annual premium for the base policy. So much more flexibility in the first year. We continued that through the scheduled premium, where you can pay 10 times base for the first 5 years, 7.5 times base for the next five, 5 times base for the next five. Feel like I'll keep going and going and going, but I think I'm at year 16 now, and from there on you can pay 2 times your base premium. And we felt like, based on the feedback we heard from our task force, that most of the overfunding happens in the first 5 to 10 years, so losing some of the flexibility in those late durations wasn't nearly as important as the gain in flexibility in those early years.
So when designing this, when you looked at the features, what else did our field force ask you to focus on with the new product?
The field wanted every loan possibility we could think of. So we settled on two options. The Keystone and Keystone Foundation contracts we've been offering in the past, they have two different loan provisions. Keystone Foundation has a fixed loan provision. Keystone Whole Life has a variable loan provision. We put both of those into this contract, and we also made it a couple things better. The first one being the variable loan is a non-direct recognition loan. So what that means is you don't have any impact to your dividend payout, regardless of if you use a loan or not. So the loan balance will have no bearing on the dividends that we pay on that contract. So the other piece of this is the ability to switch. So we don't lock a client into, I have to stay with a variable loan for the entirety of the contract, or stay with a fixed loan for the entire future of the contract. You can change anytime you want, as long as it's been 12 months since you last took a loan or last changed loan types. So a lot more flexibility in how you access those dollars out in the future.
So how does the time frame look for a paid up policy compared to the Keystone Foundation Whole Life?
The Keystone Whole Life and the Keystone Foundation are both paid up at age 98. We took a much different approach on Access Whole Life. And the primary reason for that change, really a couple of them. The first one was trying to enhance our guaranteed cash values. So making the contract paid up at an earlier age also enhanced the early guaranteed cash values all the way out to the paid up age. So on Access Whole Life, the premiums are payable to the later of attained age 75 or 25 years. And what that means is for any clients up to age 50, they're going to pay premiums to age 75. Any clients at age 50 or above, they're going to pay 25 years of premium. So much shorter than what most clients are used to seeing with a Keystone Foundation contract.
That's pretty significant. What other features did you look to add with this new Access Whole Life?
We also added the level term rider, and primary reason for doing that was relaxing all those FPUR standards allows people to overfund to a much larger extent. And if avoiding adverse tax implications of a modified endowment contract is a big deal, you don't want to mech your contract. We decided bringing the term rider along would allow people to increase the FPUR funding to the maximum levels. So for example, if you wanted to do a 10 times base premium on an ongoing basis, there's virtually no case design that would make that not mech unless you put a term rider on to bump that total face amount up. So we chose to add the level term rider. We didn't just take the level term rider we have on our other products. We made that one better as well. That now has the most up-to-date value plus term rates associated with the new level term rider. So more competitive across the board there.
So a lot of flexibility in funding. There's different loan structures. There's term riders. It really feels like with this product, we gave clients more options. And it brings me back to what I think is maybe the cornerstone of our life product portfolio, the Care for Life Rider. Being able to provide policyholders that ability to access their death benefit if they're diagnosed with an illness, you know, critical, chronic, or terminal illness has been huge for us in past years. How does that look on the Access Whole Life?
Looks very similar to what our current products have. It just looks one better. So this is kind of a consistent theme throughout this. We look to enhance every aspect of the product when we went in and made these updates and came up with the new Access Whole Life. And this is now our first Whole Life contract. We'll be rolling out our most updated version of the Care for Life Rider. The big enhancement versus what you were used to seeing on Keystone Foundation or on Growth Whole Life or Value Plus Whole Life is that this version will have the critical illness triggers that are much broader than what we've had when we originally rolled out the Care for Life Rider. Originally, we had 5 critical illness triggers. This policy has 15 critical illness triggers, and it'll also have that maximum of 250,000 of critical illness acceleration. So most of the changes were centered around the critical illness benefits, the chronic illness benefits, the terminal illness benefits. Those definitions and amounts continue to be the same. 50% of your death benefit up to $1 million for chronic illness, and then 75% of your death benefit up to $1 million for terminal illness.
So, Kelly, it really sounds like our field asked for you guys to reach for the stars when you were designing this new Access Whole Life, and I think your team really delivered.
Thanks, Dane. Yeah, we're excited about it. We've been talking it up and sharing it a lot with our life task force, with the field advisory council, field advisory cabinet, and getting a lot of different perspectives on how the product works. In terms of how we finalize the design, what I'm thinking are the big hitters and get people excited about this. You get the exact same premiums as Keystone Foundation. You're still a consistent leader for guaranteed cash values, but you get so much more flexibility with this contract. The paid up rider, tons more flexibility in the FPUR. We changed the loan options. We changed the Care for Life Rider. Every incremental aspect of the contract, we tried to make it just a little bit better. In some cases, it ended up being a lot better. So I feel like when you add all those together, it really comes through as a strong enhancement in addition to our portfolio.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Kelly. Now, if you need any help running an illustration or have questions about the new Emeritus Access Whole Life, call the sales development team at 1-800-319-6903, option 1, and they'll be happy to assist you. I'm Dane Ross, along with Kelly Halverson, and this has been Emeritus Now.